0800 353 8111. He's going to argue something stupid. What is it?
I'm not going to argue anything stupid. I'm just going to tell everybody what they already know already. That is that water is dry. It's not wet. And everybody knows that anyway. So they're all going to ring up and agree with me.
Well, I hope everybody's going to dial 353 8111 and just tell him that water is not dry.
This is LBC, 261 medium wave, where news comes first.
Who's the most horrible, awful, terrible, ghastly, gruesome, ugly man on the radio?
Blasty!
Who's going to be on Jellybone on LBC on Saturday this week at half past 11 with Gene Davis?
Nasty!
Who hates girls but is adored by kids everywhere? Who ring him on Jellybone's open line when he's there?
He's a nasty man!
And welcome to the Nasty Show on Saturday morning. The multicoloured nasty, and that's the show that everybody in the world listens to because they all like to ring up Mr. Nasty and argue with him on 353 8111111111. And today there's no argument at all because I'm going to say that water is dry, and everybody knows that that's true, isn't it? Oh, what a horrible programme this is. How are you feeling, Gene Davis?
I was feeling very well until you came into the studio, Mr. Nasty. It's my programme, it's my Jellybone.
It's not,
I'm Gene Davis, it's not Mr. Nasty show at all.
It's a multicoloured nasty! Thank you very much, thank you very much. 353 8111. What was the number?
353.
No, I'm asking him, not you. What was the number?
I don't think he knows.
He doesn't know, does he?
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 boys who are so horrified by the look on your face they can't even hear what you're saying. I mean, they're just sitting looking at you in absolute horror. They're the boys who are coming to take part in our quiz.
Oh, aren't they ugly? Whoa!
Well, there's one ugly person in the studio.
All five of them.
I had a horrible moment then when I thought you were actually going to break into song. You're not going to sing this.
Oh, yes, I've got a song for you.
Oh, that's
terrible.
Oh,
do you want to hear it now?
No. No, let's put
Shall we have a call first?
Let's put it off as long as possible.
Oh, I've got a great new song for you today. I'm going to get you joining in today as well.
Fair. You can get them joining in if you like, but you're not going to get me joining in. Tell me about this water business that you're arguing today.
I'm not arguing anything. Everybody's going to agree with me that water is dry. It's only the top of the water that's wet.
That's absolutely ridiculous. Everybody knows that water is wet.
Listen, Gene Davis, look, there's a bowl of water. Now, I want you to put your finger in.
All right.
Now, keep your finger in. Keep it in.
Yeah, it's in. It's right down to the bottom.
Now, you tell me which bit of your finger is wet now.
The bit
And you
round.
Can all do this at home. It's a scientific programme today. Get a bowl of water and put your finger in now.
It's the bit round the knuckle, I have to admit.
That's right. That's the bit where it's hitting the top of the water. The bit at the bottom of the water is dry, isn't it? And that's a scientific experiment that you can all do at home right now. Get a cup of water and stick your finger in it like Gene Davis is doing it now. Does he look funny, Ian? Don't you think she looks funny? Oh, you look funny.
He's
anyway.
Not good. He's
you
not
stick
good
your finger in it,
it
and you will discover that it's only the bit at the top of the water that's wet. The rest of it's dry. Aren't I clever?
No, I think you're not at all clever.
Of course I'm clever.
But
I'm
I must say, I'm a little bit confused, but I'm sure that somebody will ring on 353 8111. And in fact, we've got a caller on the line. In a moment, you're going to talk to Lisa.
This is Jellybone.
Lisa!
Hello!
Hello!
You agree with me, don't you?
No.
Well, you wouldn't, because you're a silly girl. Why don't you?
Oh, well, water isn't... Well, if you... As you said, you should do an experiment. If you put your hand in water, all your hand's wet.
Yeah, only the bit where the... Have you done it?
Pardon?
Have you put your finger in a bowl of water while I've been talking? You have?
Yes.
Have you got a bowl of water there now?
Yes.
Right, well, have you got your nose? Is your nose on your face today?
Yes.
Right, well, I want you to stick your nose in the water. Will you do that now? You just stick your nose in the water and you'll see what happens.
All right.
Right. Are you sticking your nose in now?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't sound as if you are. Mm-hmm. Listen, this is what it sounds like when you stick your nose in the water.
My guinea pig's sitting in it.
Is he really? And does he look dry?
My guinea pig's sitting in the water.
Is he really?
Yes.
What, so you got your nose and the guinea pig in at the same time?
Yes.
Well, that proves it's dry, doesn't it? Who's the next caller? Oh, I'm winning today.
We've got Jennifer next on the line.
I'm winning today.
I expect that Jennifer's going to argue that...
Jennifer? Oh, another girl. How horrible.
Oh, she's whispering.
Hello, Jennifer!
Hello.
How are you feeling?
All right, thank you.
What do you mean, all right? You're supposed to feel horrible when you phone this programme. Why did you ring?
Because I'm arguing with you.
Well, argue then. Go on.
Water is wet, not dry.
No, it's not.
It's wet.
Why?
Because it's wet.
No, it's not wet. I've just proved that. Have you stuck your finger in a bowl of water this morning?
No.
Well, you go away and do it and you'll find out that it is.
No, what? I won't.
Listen, when you're sitting in the bath, you don't have a towel to dry yourself, do you?
Yes.
No, not when you're in the bath, it's when you get out, isn't it?
It's the same thing.
It's not the same. Ha ha, you hear that? She's a silly girl. She says that sitting in the bath is the same thing as getting out of it. Oh, go away, silly girl. I think it's time to have my song and you'll all join in with this one at home. Are you ready? It's a beautiful song this morning. It's a nice little number, and it sounds like this. Oh, yes, I am a nasty man, a nasty man, a nasty man. I'll be nasty when I can, of that you can be sure. Oh, horrible. I hope you're feeling horrible this morning. And I want you all to join in with a verse of this song, which is quite simple. It's about worms and snakes and snails and... Ugh. Are you ready? Here we go in a minute. I go walking with a worm or a snake or a snail and grow nettle spawns and weeds in an old battered pail. And I moan, I moan, I moan on the jellybone phone till the people shout at me, go home! Just because I'm great when I wear my nasty hat and I know that the world that we live in is flat. People tend to say that I'm a nasty old thing. Of course I'm not! I'm the king! Yes, I am a nasty man, a nasty man, a nasty man. I'll be nasty when I can, and that you can be sure. And more and more. Are you enjoying this horrible song? And are you joining in with it at home? I'm double up, double nasty, 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 nasty man. Known and known and known on the jellybone phone till the people shout, go home! Oh, horrible. Nice song this, isn't it, eh? A nasty, nasty man, a nasty man, a nasty man. Are you enjoying this song, Jean Davis?
Well, I must say, I think the words are better than the words to your song usually are. But I can't bear the singing.
There's the words. Look, yes, I am a nasty man.
I'm not going to sing with you.
Oh,
you sing it. Get those boys there to sing it.
Moan and have a groan.
They're very good words. I bet you didn't write them.
Of course I wrote them.
No, you didn't. They're far too good and they're spelt right as well.
Go away. Horrible. Oh. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Let's take another call. Who's the next on the open line?
It's Debbie.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Why did you ring up?
To argue with you.
Why?
Because water is wet.
Why?
Because when you put your hands in water, it gets wet.
No, it doesn't. I just explained. It's only the top of your hand that gets wet. Listen, what happens to the underneath of an umbrella in the rain? What does it
stay?
Dry. That's right, you see.
No,
I've got another one.
No, hey! Because the rain on the top is making it wet.
It's not wet underneath, though, is it?
No, but the top is.
Well, what's that got to do with it? I didn't ask you about
because
the top.
Because the water goes down on the top.
Yeah, but it falls off, doesn't it? What happens to an umbrella 2 hours after the rain?
Stays wet if you leave it outside in the rain.
No, 2 hours after the rain has finished. What happens to it? There you are. He agrees with me as well, stupid dog. It stays dry, doesn't it?
No,
see?
It's
that
wet.
Proves it. No, it's not. Go away. Who's next?
I think Debbie did very well there. No, I don't think you won that argument at all, Mr. Nasty. I think that Debbie won that argument. And she...
Thank you. See? They all agree with me.
No, I don't think they do. I think Debbie did very well there. And anybody else who wants to argue Nasty on three...
Nasty, the name is.
Mr. Nasty.
Not Nasty. Nasty.
And he's horrible.
Horrible.
Absolutely horrible.
I want to see the first person this morning, and when I ask them how they are, they say to me, horrible.
Well, let's see.
Let's see if Matthew can say it. How are you feeling, Matthew?
Horrible.
Oh, that's a bit.
Well, it wasn't bad, actually. I thought
it's
that was
horrible.
What about these two boys over there?
Well, how are you feeling, you two boys?
Horrible.
No. Horrible. Let me hear you say it.
Horrible.
Pathetic.
Well, let's see if Mark, 353-8111 is the number to dial. You can say horrible and you can argue with Mr. Nasty. And we've got Mark Ness.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
All right.
Oh, go away. What did you ring up for?
I'm ringing up for about worms.
Worms? What do you want to say about worms?
Because last, 2 weeks ago, a lady phoned up on 353-8111. Phone up to you.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Mark rang me up on Jellybone about 2 weeks ago and you had a horrible poem and I said it was so revolting it was suitable only for Mr. Nasty.
Have you got a horrible poem, Mark?
Yeah.
Well, read it out to me then. How's that made you feel, fellas? How's it made you feel?
Horrible.
Can I send my love to my nan, please?
Your mum?
My nan.
Nan.
Your nan? Is she listening?
Yes.
Is she horrible?
No.
Why not? Have you asked her?
Yes.
Well, what did she say?
I'm nice.
Did she?
Yes.
Well,
I'm
well,
sure
send your love
nice.
To her then.
We're going to be back taking a call from Daddy after this.
The first time I used Alurel, I thought I hadn't put enough on. New Alurel holds like a hairspray, but I can't feel anything on my hair. I needn't have worried. With Alurel, my hair looks lovely and feels lovely too.
Alurel Delnit, a different way to hold your hair. From L'Oreal, because you're worth it.
Thinking of Italy, the sands, the thousands of miles of coastline, the fascinating islands and historic cities. There's the widest possible selection of hotels with travel by rail or air. Prices are guaranteed. And in Italy, your holiday pound still means a good deal. For details of all CIT holidays in Italy, see your travel agent or phone 01-680-3100 now. That's 680-3100.
LBC.
Nasty is the king, boys and girls sing, cause they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all know that the nasty man can. Now listen here, the arguments so far have been awful and just bad. Don't you agree, Ian? Yeah, you see, he agrees and he's stupid, so he must know. So what? I want lots of intelligent people to ring up now. 353-811111 and talk to Mr. Nasty, because I'm king of the world. Oh, Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing, because they all know he's a horrible thing. Who could be the man to make you all a fan? What do we all know, Jean Davis?
The Nasty Man can.
Very good. She's joining in, you see. I knew we'd get her joining in before long. And I hope that you're all joining in at home and having an horrible day today. Because it really is a bit of a horrible day, isn't it? Do you notice the sun was shining today?
It was very nice until you came into the studio. We were having a lovely time. Everybody was very pleasant. There was nothing horrible happening here.
Horrible.
The horrible part started
when you came
in. So
make yourself horrible. Join in. Nasty is king. Boys and girls sing. Because we all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all know that the nasty man can. Can you join in, fellas? One more time. No, they can't. Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing. Because they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all know that they're at home. Ha ha! Millions of people all over London were singing that with me this morning. Did you realise, Gene Davis?
Well, I expect they were
King
saying
of the
that
world.
You were a horrible, nasty man. And I expect there are a lot of people dialing 353811 to tell you just how horrible you are. And to tell you that
horrible,
it really...
Horrible, not horrible. Horrible.
How horrible.
Horrible.
Mr. Nasty.
Nasty, not nasty, nasty.
Mr. Nasty is horrible, and anybody that wants to tell him so can tell him on 353811 and also tell him that it is ridiculous to argue that water is not wet. Is that what you're saying? Water is not wet?
I didn't say that at all. I said water is dry, and everybody knows that.
Water is dry.
Thank you. See? Got my fun club with me today.
Well, let's see what Danny says. I'm sure he doesn't believe water's dry, do you, Danny?
No.
Where do you live?
I live at 9 10 Marsh Lane, and water is a liquid, and all liquids are wet.
How do you know?
Because I know.
How?
My teacher told me at school.
Have you seen all the liquids in the world?
Most of them.
And how do you know your teacher wasn't telling you a joke?
Because our teacher's a good teacher, he never tells jokes.
Never tells jokes?
No.
So you never laugh when you're at school?
I always laugh at school.
Ah, well, they must tell jokes then, mustn't they?
No.
Why not? What makes you laugh then? Do jokes make you laugh?
Some.
Well, there you go. You see, they must tell jokes.
I've got a nasty joke for you.
What's that?
If you ever see a rabbit with a runny nose, don't think it's funny because it's not.
I don't get that. Who's next?
It's Who's Karen. Next? Karen's next on the line.
Hello?
Hello, Karen.
Hello, Mr. Nasty.
Hello, Karen.
Hello.
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 Well, stop saying hello and get on with it, you silly girl.
If you wash your face and you wash your face with water and water is wet, if it was dry, you wouldn't be able to.
It's only silly girls who wash their face, isn't it?
No, you've got to keep clean. I mean, you've got to drink water to keep your body alive. And if you drink dry water, it won't be alive. It'll rot.
Well, you drink water, you don't... Yeah, I mean, you drink water, don't you? I'm not saying you don't drink it just because it's dry. I'm just saying it's dry, aren't I?
But if it was dry, you couldn't drink it.
Why not?
Because it would be dry.
Have you ever drunk dried milk?
No.
Haven't you? You've never seen a tin of dried milk?
No.
Well, you ask your mum. She'll tell you all about dried milk.
But it'd be powder.
What?
It'd be powder.
Powder?
It'd be colder, yeah.
No, powder, I think.
Powder, that's right. Powdered water.
No.
Great idea. What's wrong with that?
How about
water? Yeah, you've seen powdered mashed potato, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, you could have powdered water. Then you could have mashed water as well.
No, because it's a liquid. And, it goes, you know, it comes from the... Well, how about the fish? They would die.
Why?
Because they need wet water.
No, they don't. They need rivers and streams and things like that.
Yeah, but the streams are wet water.
Listen, what's at the bottom of the streams?
Yeah, but...
What's at the bottom of the streams?
Rocks and things.
Rocks, and are rocks wet?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
They are.
Rocks is dry, you silly girl.
No, if you take them out of the water, they're dry. But if you put them in the water...
How do you know? Have you ever been there? Have you ever touched one when it's in the water?
Yeah.
And what does it fit? Listen, have you got a bowl of water in front of you? Right, well, stick your finger in.
Yeah.
Are you doing that now?
Yeah.
Now, which part of your finger feels wet?
The one I've just stuck in.
No, you silly girl. Which part of the one you've just stuck in feels wet? But not the whole of the bottom part. It's only the bit that's touching the top of the water that feels wet.
No,
listen, hang on, I'll get the boys here. Go on, you stick your finger in that. Tell me which bit feels wet.
It drips at the end.
Which bit? What drips at the end? Well, get a handkerchief, you silly girl. Listen, which bit of your finger feels wet now? What? Speak to the microphone.
All of it.
Oh, well, you're a silly girl.
I don't
which
think
bit
it's
of your support. Finger feels wet?
Try Matthew, you put your finger in and try.
All of it feels wet.
No, listen, it feels wet when you take your finger out.
Leave your finger in.
When you've got your finger in, it feels dry.
I don't think, Mr.
Karen, are you still there?
Yeah.
Have you still got your finger in the water?
Yeah.
And doesn't it feel dry when your finger's actually...
No, of course it doesn't.
Well, listen, have you got your nose there?
My nose, of course I have.
Right, well, put your nose in the water.
I can't. It's big. I can't.
Hey, you got a big nose. You got a what?
I've got a small cup.
Well, try putting your nose... Bring the cup up to your nose and put your nose in the water now.
I've tried.
Go on, give it a try. Have you got it there now?
I can't. The water's too low.
Why? You should have put more water in. Well, that proves it, you see. That's why it doesn't feel dry, because you haven't put enough water in the cup. Now, we've solved your problem now.
Now, perhaps Karen could go away and put some more water in, but I hope she doesn't try and...
swap shop, here we are.
I hope she doesn't try and...
solve your problems now.
I hope she doesn't try and talk to you with her nose in the glass of water.
Have you seen this new film that I've made? This is about Mr. Nasty Radio, 24 hours a day. Have you heard of it?
It's a horrible
idea. It's called Nasty Work.
No, I haven't.
Nasty Work, it's a good film.
Is it?
Go and see Nasty Work, yes.
Yeah, well, I don't think I really fancy that. I think I've seen enough of Mr. Nasty.
Mr. Nasty on the air, 24 hours a day, and everybody can ring him up all the time. Isn't that a good idea?
I think Nasty Work, really, would be the worst... Yes, no, I don't want to go and see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to go and see it. It's all over the West End, is it, Mr. Nasty?
Great film. It will be soon. Coming soon.
Let's have Fiona and see what Fiona's got to say about your water being dry. Are you there, Fiona?
They're all girls. Hello, Fiona.
And hello.
Where do you live? Have you got your radio on?
Anywhere. And it's at right at the top, 32.
What? Switch.
Albany Road, 32. England, of course.
What's she doing? Reading the football results?
I think she's telling you where she lives.
Oh, I see. Right. Why did you ring up then?
I wanted to say that if you think water is dry,
because only silly and stupid people do that, and people have got whistles all over them, silly girl. You heard what the man said. He said you've got to be very clever and not stupid to do things like that. I only like stupid people. Go away.
Who's our next caller on 353811? Who's our next caller? It's Swenell.
Hello.
Hello.
Why did you ring up?
I'm to argue with you.
Well, go on, argue with me.
Water is wet.
Why?
Because it's wet.
Is that all you can say? Is that the best argument you can
do?
Well, give me a better one then.
The top of my finger is wet too.
Why? How do you know the top of your finger is wet? Have you stuck it in a bucket of water today?
Yes.
And have you got it in at the moment?
What?
Have you done my scientific experiment? Is your finger still in that bucket of water? Well, have you got your toes on today?
Yes,
well, put a toe in and see if that feels wet. Put a toe in and see if that feels wet.
I can't, it's too small.
What is, your toe?
No.
Well, get a bigger cup, silly girl. Who's next? We have got some idiots on this morning. I don't know.
We've got Michael on the line. Come on, Michael.
Michael,
Willie, he's listening.
How are you feeling, Michael?
All right.
Oh.
Can you do me a favour?
What's that?
You say water's dry.
Yeah.
Well, can you put it over your head and prove it?
All right. I'm just proving it now.
He's just pouring some water over his head, and his head looks to me rather wet.
It's not wet at all. That was coffee, anyway. It wasn't water. It was
he's poured coffee, actually. He thought he was getting a glass of water, and he's poured it over his head, Michael.
Go away,
and I think
silly girl.
Michael actually
what
proves
a silly
it, because your
thing
head,
you told me to do.
Your head looks extraordinarily wet to me.
Oh.
I don't think. See if Joanne can tell you that water's not dry. Is Joanne there?
Yeah.
All right, come on, Joanne.
If you insist on water's wet, you come round to my house and I'll pour a bucket of water down your trousers, and then you won't be a Mr. Nasty, you'll be a wet nanny.
Will I really? Well, I won't come round to your house anyway. Wouldn't want to come round to your house, would I? But water's dry. I've won this morning's argument, as I always do, because I'm king of the world. Thank you very much. And it's also gone to prove that boys are much more clever than girls, because all the boys have put good arguments forward. All the girls have put bad arguments
forward. Don't think that's true at all.
Well,
I think everybody argued very well, and you're too horrible.
I'll be back soon with another horrible song for everybody to join in with. And more intelligent, amazing things to argue.
I think it, I don't want you back in the studio for a very long time.
No,
it takes a long time to recover from Mr. Nasty.
Oh,
it's nearly time for the 12 o'clock news with Alan Clark, and Jellybone will be back,
again.
And we'll have the quiz after you've heard the news.
Oh, no.
There's nothing quite as tasty as fruit and veg you grow yourself. And with today's prices, what's good for the taste buds is also good for the pocket. That's why Grow Your Own couldn't have come out at a better time. It's a new weekly guide in 52 parts that tells you in simple step-by-step pictures how to grow every popular fruit and veg, potatoes, peas, strawberries, you name it, and Grow Your Own will help you grow it. Issue 1 is out now, with all you need to know about onions. There's also a weekly diary and a 4-page planning chart on soil. Grow Your Own, because there's nothing quite like it.
It was F. Scott Fitzgerald's last great novel. It is now the screen's most magnificent love story, The Last Tycoon, starring Robert De Niro, Tony Curtis, Robert Mitchum, Jean Moreau, Jack Nicholson, Donald Pleasence, Ray Milland, Dana Andrews, and introducing Ingrid Bolte.
The screen's most magnificent love story, F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Last Tycoon, certificate AA, at the Empire, Leicester Square, and ABC Bayswater now, and exclusive presentation at selected ABC cinemas from Sunday.
Vogue has the prices that are the very nicest. Vogue has a selection that everyone adores. Come to Vogue Interiors for furniture superior. Vogue Cash and Carry, furniture yours.
For tasteful, exclusive wall units, dining tables, settees, chairs and beds at the lowest prices, see Vogue Interiors' new 16-page colour brochure. It's now in the March issue of House and Garden from your newsagent. Or phone Vogue Interiors at Great West Road, Brentford, and we'll send you one free.
Superior Interiors for Vogue.
News on the hour, every hour from LBC.
Independent Radio News at 12, Alan Clark. Cheshire police hunting for the missing bank clerk Susan Hockenball have called for civilian volunteers to help with the moorland search. Members of a caving club have also been asked to check abandoned mines in the area. Detective Chief Superintendent Arthur Morris said help from civilians was needed to assist police in searching quite wild country. Susan Hockenball disappeared yesterday from the village bank in Presbury after the undermanager Ian Jebb died in a knife attack. Mrs. Thatcher has told Tories today to prepare for office and the monumental task of getting Britain back on its feet. She told a Conservative local government conference in London that an election may not be so far off as the Prime Minister likes to believe. She was referring to the government's defeat this week on its attempt to hurry the devolution bill through the Commons. She said the bill was unlikely to gain wider support as it stood. The Liberal leader, David Steele, has said the government must either seek a wide measure of agreement on economic policy or make way for a general election. Mr. Steele said that after such an election, there could be a result which might force the parties to come together to form a strong government backed by public and parliamentary majority opinion. Several hundred extra police will be on duty in Birmingham this afternoon when rival National Front and immigrant marches take place. The National Front is staging what it calls the biggest Stop Immigration, Start Repatriation demonstration for years. Its march is expected to pass through predominantly immigrant areas, and community leaders are calling it an excuse to terrorise the local population. A murder hunt has been started in Derby after two men were found dead early today and a woman seriously injured. The woman was found after a 999 call to the police. She's now in the Derbyshire Royal Infirmary with serious injuries. Later, police went to another house in Derby where they found two men dead. They say they're treating the deaths as murder. A man is helping them with their inquiries. Shop stewards representing British Leyland's 3,000 striking toolmakers are meeting in Birmingham as a total shutdown of the car firm looms closer. But the men from a total of 11 plants seem bent on defying an order from the engineering union executive to go back. The leader of the strikers, Roy Fraser, says the men are incensed about pay anomalies and the erosion of skill differentials. Already, millions of pounds' worth of production has been lost in a series of disputes, of which the toolroom strike poses the biggest threat. Flooding and the wet weather has affected today's sporting programme, as Dominic Allen reports.
Racing is the heaviest casualty, with the meetings at Teesside and Stratford being abandoned, but they will run at Kempton Park. The Football League matches at Coventry, Nottingham Forest, Southport and Dundee United have all been postponed, but the 8 FA Cup ties aren't affected. The Rugby Union County Championship final between Lancashire and Middlesex also goes ahead, although several other rugby matches are off. Tomorrow's Rugby League programme has also been hit by the weather. Three matches have already been postponed. Dominic Allen, IRN Sport.
The winner of this weekend's £50,000 premium bond prize lives in Tyne and Wear. The winning number is 2DL127460. Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past 12. London's weather, dry, bright and sunny, but pretty chilly. In central London now, the temperature is 5 degrees centigrade and the expected high this afternoon, 6 degrees.
261 traffic.
As there is...